Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. Your health on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the public health response to the pandemic has been one of the biggest accelerants of technology implementation into health systems. But as things advance, so do some of the challenges. One is data privacy and security. Now, River, a digital platform of tools, aims to simplify how health data can be verified across organizations and governments while maintaining the privacy of individuals. We all value our privacy, don't we? We're joined now by Christina Lynch, who is the CEO and co-founder of River, to find out more. Christina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you with us. Christina, let's talk about your journey with River, or your journey down the river. Can I say that?
yeah, so you can say that.
River was started just about 2 years ago, I'm assuming on the back of the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you talk us through the launch of River? Because you don't come from a healthcare background, but this is a health tech app.
Yeah, you're right. I don't come from a healthcare background. I actually have a business development and marketing background. Mm-hmm. But I grew up with a mother working in healthcare all my life. So I guess that might have sparked my interest to solve some of the challenges I heard her talk about. But River's journey began, on the back of the pandemic, as you say, like 2.5 years ago, when we relocated to Singapore from Denmark. And here we saw an immediate requirement to be able to securely verify a person's COVID status across borders with data privacy in mind, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so talk us through the development of the app then. How did you then connect the dots?
So you could say, interestingly enough, our first industry application started in maritime. So just imagine the health and vaccination search needed for crew members on board international vessels to keep up the supply chain running smoothly during COVID. But you could say then back in February in 21, the Ministry of Health actually mandated all clinics and labs here in Singapore to adopt the digital standard for health search by GovTech mm-hmm. for all the pre-departure tests. And that was really the beginning of River. So suddenly we were introduced to that whole care network here in Singapore based off the PCR and ART tests.
Okay, Christina, let's rewind a little bit and talk about how River works because, you know, as we mentioned earlier, it's a digital platform of tools that aim to simplify how health data can be verified across organizations and governments while maintaining the privacy of individuals. So how exactly does it work?
So you could say, interestingly enough, it's not just about the patient data verification. You could say we've since grown to a whole ecosystem of tools.
Okay.
And how it works is that we have three stakeholders in the ecosystem. So we have the clinics, the labs, and the patients. Mm-hmm. And first of all, for the clinics, River makes it easier for doctors or even clinic staff to handle test results data coming from labs in a way that's secure and more comprehensive, because doctors and patients can easily access the historical context of your health data without having to go through multiple touch points like, you know, today. And for labs, River makes managing test results securely the default and path of least resistance. And we do that by integrating directly into their systems with an API, which means we're able to pull out the raw data rather than just presenting it as a PDF, like you probably know it from your annual health screenings. And then most importantly for patients, we give them a way to make proactive and not reactive decisions about their health. So we kind of give them the analytics right in hand so they can be empowered to make those decisions based on what they see in front of them.
Okay, but you mentioned pulling out data. Data security obviously is a big issue, especially when it comes to healthcare data. People are quite protective of their healthcare data. So when you're pulling out this information, collating it, and, you know, as you mentioned, sharing it with among these three parties, what kind of security is there to ensure that the data isn't spread further beyond those that are supposed to access it?
So you could say we're, of course, following data privacy regulations, mm-hmm. and we're not just following the local requirements, which is PDPA here in this part of the world, but we're also following the framework by GDPR in Europe and HIPAA in the U.S. So these are all privacy parameters governing the anonymity of the mm-hmm. data. So basically, We just transport the data between the stakeholders. As you were saying, we're connecting the dots in between. So we're just making it a safe pathway instead of you having to send something via an email or print it out on paper.
So what kind of demand have you seen for this, Christina, since you launched it 2 years ago?
It's actually been incredibly exciting because while COVID data was our catalyst point, it's just really become a launch pad for us to branch into so many other health data challenges. So if you could imagine the growing list of 1,000 labs and clinics now using River, it means that we're connecting data safely from multiple data sources, which eventually gives the care provider team a better overview of their patients' health journeys, both in a historical perspective, but also like in a predictive and preventive perspective.
Okay, so you don't need to bring a letter across to do an MRI or an X-ray or lab test. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So all data would be available in one place. And it also, I mean, when you think about it, here I am, a foreigner in Singapore and coming to Singapore almost 3 years ago. I had to get my son's immunization report validated. And it's just, it's not straightforward, you could say, first of all, because the vaccination programs are differently. But also, if I ever intend to leave the country again, I would have to somehow see how I could port all the healthcare data that I've now gathered in all my years in Singapore. But I can't do that easily today because it requires a SingPass login. So if I leave the country and I don't have an EP anymore, then I can't log into it. But what River is offering in this context is a solution that is not dependent on your national issued ID. And I think that's really interesting when you look at it in a global perspective, because what happens when you go abroad on vacation and you need to be treated for something urgent, but the caregiver in front of you have no idea what your medical history is? How can he then give you the best possible care in that moment, in that context, without knowing your history?
Okay, so you're based here in Singapore now. Where is River being used at the moment?
So right now it's in this region only, so in Singapore and then in Southeast Asia, so more specifically also countries like the Philippines.
Okay, any further plans for expansion?
Yeah, absolutely. So the whole region of Southeast Asia is of interest for us because there's such a huge opportunity in connecting the dots in the healthcare system because it's so fragmented in all the different countries. We both have the public sector and the private sector, each playing their different role in it.
Okay. Well, Christina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing with us your journey in launching River.
Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.